necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to a new week, and we're starting off with a gangbuster show, both hours today. You don't want to miss today's show at all. First hour, we have Mike Mahler coming on talking about part two of a very popular episode that we did on brain health. And second hour, we have Professor Philip Filimonov calling in from the UK, and we're going to be discussing various peptides, their uses, effective doses, and everything that goes along with it. Many of these questions developed from your questions that you've sent me on Facebook and other mediums and asking me questions about different peptides. Many of you know, you saw me at the Arnold. Mike Mahler, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Carl. How you doing?
Fantastic. I was at the Arnold this weekend with my lovely and talented executive producer and co-host, Elisa Profumo, and we met several of you on the floor walking around the exhibit. It's wonderful. Mike, I know that you do a lot of these live functions where you get to meet people one-on-one who have been following you for a long time.
I do, Carl. In fact, I was in Scotland, not this weekend as in yesterday, but last weekend, and it was a blast. I met people who, I had 35 people at each of my workshops. I did a level one and level two kettlebell and then some hormone optimization stuff. So I got to meet some great people all over Europe who have been fans of mine for years, some of them since the beginning of my career, and it was just a blast to meet people. I mean, I like running my online business, and I like doing stuff like Superhuman Radio, but nothing takes the place of meeting your fans in person.
I mean, I guess I'm tongue-tied right now because I'm always speechless when someone comes up to me. You know, and most of the people that we met, they heard me talking to someone else, and they came over and they went, you know, I was like, for instance, there was a fellow named Kevin Wilson. I was talking to somebody, and Elisa was standing there, and he came up to Elisa and says, "Is that Carl Lenore?" And, you know, and it's startling to me that, you know, that people hear my voice and they know who I am. And then we had a nice conversation, and he attributed the show to helping him lose 25 pounds. You know, a lot of the subject matter we talk about here unlocked the secrets for him. And I'm always speechless. I will never, ever feel like a celebrity. I always feel like one of the people because that's who I am. I came from those ranks. Anybody in my audience could be doing my show, the truth is. And I'm always speechless when people, you know, say thank you. You know, I love your show. Keep doing what you're doing. And it's just a great feeling. It really, really is.
I know the feeling. I mean, I was with my wife at the Mirage Casino a couple of weeks ago. We're just walking around and hanging out, and all of a sudden some guy who works there just came up to me, and he's like, "Hey, are you Mike Mahler?" And he was just saying he was a big fan, wants to get to one of my workshops. And that's happened to me several times throughout the last several years, and it's always kind of a strange experience because I'm like you. I don't view myself as any kind of celebrity. I don't carry myself in a pretentious manner. So when someone recognizes me and my work has had an effect on their life, that takes me aback all the time.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's really interesting.
And
regarding you as a host in the show, I don't think you give yourself enough credit because Peter and I were talking about this, Peter Rouse. I've been interviewed by a lot of people. You're by far the best because you're extremely knowledgeable. You ask great questions, and you also prevent us just from going on these tangents into oblivion, which is what a lot of us do.
Yeah, no.
We don't have someone to keep us on track. So I think you have some great listeners, but I don't think anyone can do the show as well as you can.
I appreciate that. I really did. I thank you. I tell you something else. I guess you posted something on Facebook about a possible seminar.
Yeah, it's just one of those ideas I had. I'm always thinking about putting on great courses, and I think it would be, just like what you were saying, it's fun to meet people in person. So what about a symposium where it could be you, me, Peter Rouse, Anthony Roberts, Professor Andrew, you know, whoever else, and it would just basically be 2 days of just a lot of great information being disseminated where people can come out and check out all the lectures. We could going to be a course for a product to sell to the superhuman listeners. And this would be a course which people pay for, of course. This wouldn't be a free event like your show. And people should expect to pay for this high-quality information. You give enough away for free on Superhuman Radio. But my point being is that I think people would love not only to get together with a lot of their favorite people on Superhuman Radio, but also have a chance to meet all of the other listeners and develop some great friendships.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I would love to be involved in that. And I guess what we'll do is we'll keep people posted, both on Facebook and here on the show as this materializes. You're the go-to guy for these seminars. So obviously you're going to orchestrate all this and keep the rest of us involved, right?
I will do that, definitely.
Very cool, very cool. All right, so today we're going to finish up part two of what ended up being a really, really profound show that was downloaded by a large number of people, surprisingly. And by the way, I think that that Brain Health show had the greatest number of downloads last month in February.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Yeah. If people like that show, they're going to love this show. Today's show is going to be way better than last week's show. Today we're going to talk about GABA, serotonin, and then two of my favorites that most people don't associate with brain health, and that's DHEA and my definite favorite, DHT, which I've often said is the be-all, end-all of male androgens. Everybody always talks about testosterone. Testosterone is a pro-hormone for DHT, and DHT is the most abundant neurosteroid for men in the brain. It lasts much longer than testosterone. Testosterone lasts a few minutes at a time in the brain. DHT lasts for hours. And everything that makes a man an alpha male is from DHT. So I can't wait to get into that.
Okay. All right. Good deal. All right. So where do we start in part two? First of all, before we go, will you have show notes again for the listeners that they can email?
I don't have show notes this time because this stuff is on my website.
Gotcha. That's right. I remember now.
Articles that are already on my website. And in the future, I think I'm just going to do that rather than, because otherwise I get 500 people emailing me for show notes and I'm spending my whole day just emailing people back. So I can just put the stuff up on my website and then people can see it immediately. They don't have to wait for a response from me and I don't have to respond to them.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And you know what, Mike, had I been practicing some of the suggestions in the first Brain Health show, I would have remembered that. So, okay.
Yeah, that acetylcholine is good for memory, so yeah. We got to work on your acetylcholine levels. But today we're going to start with GABA. And GABA is basically the opposite of what we talked about last time, dopamine. Dopamine is like our natural amphetamine. It's what gets us going in the day and seeking pleasure.
Right.
GABA is what helps us chill out. It's what helps us relax and unwind. And it's particularly important in the evening when you want to unwind and get ready to relax and go to bed. And a lot of people are GABA deficient, and when they are, what happens is they end up being really shy and anxious all the time. A lot of women who are GABA deficient are drama queens, and I should say men too, because a lot of men are drama queens as well when they're GABA deficient or don't have enough androgens. You just feel unstable, you're self-absorbed, you're always thinking about what's wrong with your life and how you're not feeling good. And then you tend to be kind of passive-aggressive, you kind of shoot out at people. So basically you're just in this state of anxiety all the time, which ramps up cortisol, the stress hormone. It's going to kill any fat loss goal you have, as well as muscle gain, and just feeling good. You're just not going to feel good at all. So GABA deficiencies really come from just too much stress in life, and then, of course, poor diet, and then not enough sleep. But at the same time, it's a double-edged sword because you may not be getting enough sleep just because you don't have enough GABA. So we really need to be focused on how to ramp up GABA, and the most effective way is to ramp up levels of glutamine, because the amino acid glutamine is actually a precursor to GABA production. If we don't have enough glutamine, we don't have the substrates to create GABA. So from food, some of the food sources that work well can be some of the complex carbohydrates, and I know we slam complex carbohydrates and carbs in general on the show, but some legumes, if you're not intolerant to them, and sprouted brown rice, again, if you're not intolerant, sprouted brown rice in particular has an abundance of GABA. I actually give it to one of my dogs is actually overly anxious and really energetic, and I actually give him some with his food each day, and it actually, no kidding, helps him wind down and relax. You're like, come over and sit next to me on the couch a couple hours later, just chill. So I'm a big believer in all that. Oatmeal can also be a good source. And then, of course, dairy, if you can handle that, some meats and fish. So all of those are good options if you can tolerate those food items. And then from supplements, you can take stuff such as B vitamins, like I really like inositol, which is in any B100 supplement. And inositol gives you a nice GABA boost, and it also really helps you relax. Inositol is great for people that have insomnia. You can take a small dose before you go to sleep, and it won't knock you out like melatonin, but you just find that your mind won't be as racing as much, and you can unwind a little bit more. And then some spices that really help are cinnamon, oregano, cloves, and cardamom. Now, a lot of people ask me, what about just taking supplemental GABA? And the problem with that is it doesn't pass the blood-brain barrier, so it's not really going to ramp up GABA levels. It does have a relaxing effect, and it can ramp up growth hormones dramatically. But here's my experience with GABA. You got to be very careful with the dose, because when I did the research on GABA, I found that everyone said 2 to 5 grams for a pronounced growth hormone effect. So I always tend to overdo it, and I started with 5 grams, and that actually caused some serious anxiety. And ironically, GABA, which is supposed to lower anxiety, if you take too much supplemental GABA, it actually causes anxiety. At least that was my experience. So if you want to try GABA for releasing growth hormone, again, it's not going to help increase GABA levels in your brain, so get that straight. But if you want to take it for increasing growth hormone, start with 500 milligrams to 1 milligram, to 1 gram rather, about 30 minutes before bedtime, and just stay there for a while. Gradually work yourself up. More is not better when you're taking GABA.
Well, people who have experimented with GABA, like myself, when you get above the 2 gram threshold, you'll start to notice two things. Paresthesia, you'll start noticing tingling in the hands and feet, the extremities, but more importantly, shortness of breath that lasts about 2 or 3 minutes, and that can freak some people out.
Oh, absolutely.
You get this sensation in your chest like you can't get enough air in your lungs, and it's a side effect of GABA. And when you get into the 5 gram dose, which was the whole bodybuilding mystic dose right before bed, supposed to have a 5-fold increase in growth hormone, which was shown in studies, the side effects are more pronounced. You really do have a shortness of breath. You'll find yourself gasping for air, and that definitely causes anxiety right before sleep. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely, and that's not what you want. So tread carefully with something like that.
Well, the other thing that, and I know we have to go into a break. I'm getting a hand waved at me, but the other thing to consider about GABA is this: that while it has a neuro relaxing effect, it's an anti excitatory amino acid. It also signals the pineal gland to stop making melatonin, because GABA is released by the retina at the first signs of daylight to tell the body that it's in the locomotion environment now. And so it may actually, even though it may make you fall asleep, it may have a counterproductive effect on the cascades right before sleep. So I agree with
Mike. That's why you're the best host, Carl.
That's why I agree with you that lower doses, GABA is one of those things where less is probably more. Okay?
Absolutely. Okay. And then right before we go to break, last thing, Tai Chi, Qigong, all that stuff is great for relaxing.
I want to talk about that when we come back. We're talking today with Mike Mahler. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this second episode. Everybody wanted the first one. Here comes the second installment. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com. Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to give everybody a little teaser announcement. Orbit Nutrition is going to have a special for my listeners, exclusively for my listeners, some stacks that they're putting together to help you reach your goals. We'll be announcing this tomorrow, so you're going to want to stay tuned. This is going to be a really, really huge blowout opportunity on orbitnutrition.com. My guest this hour is Mike Mahler, a fan favorite. Every time he's on the show, people tune in and learn. I learn. We're talking about brain health today, ways to achieve it. Mike, let's talk a little bit about Tai Chi and Qigong for a second. I think a lot of people make jokes or, you know, poo-poo the whole Eastern philosophy, especially things like Tai Chi, which is basically meditation in motion.
Yeah, here's my take on stuff like Qigong and Tai Chi. It's all restoration exercise, and you need restoration exercise to balance out intense exercise. So if you do powerlifting 3 times a week, you need to do restoration exercise at least 3 times a week. And here's why. You're never going to reach your full potential for generating maximum power if you don't have the same skill set for developing maximum relaxation. The best athletes in the world can go from being in a state of really relaxed to really intense and then go right back and forth. Not only them, but elite military guys as well. I've met a lot of special forces guys in my life. And these are guys who, in one motion, can kill bad guys in Bosnia, war criminals, and then 5 minutes later take a nap just resting up against a wall. And that's an extreme example of what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And you need that skill set. You can't be out there in the field intense all day long. All right? You can't be like Jack Bauer in 24 in the field in Afghanistan for 5 weeks. You're going to drive yourself nuts. You're going to burn out and blow up. You need to be able to compartmentalize what's going on out there. So on a much lower intense level as trainees, as athletes, we need to be able to fire it up, but you're not going to be very good at firing it up if you don't know how to relax and quell it. So Qigong in particular, and my friend Steve Carter, who's a world-renowned kettlebell expert, he's got incredible Qigong material, and he's a perfect example of what I'm talking about because he's by far the most explosive athlete I've ever met. He can jump off a 5-foot stage and land on one leg without missing a beat.
Isn't what we're really talking about?
He's a Qigong master. He's outstanding at it.
Mike, isn't what we're talking about here the reciprocal relationship between the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, which many of us through life,
yes,
we get that whacked out because we people always thrive on being type A personalities. But what we fail to realize is when you have one side in gear all the time and the other side isn't functioning at a reciprocal relationship, you end up really damaging your body over time because you're
Sure. And this is something that Ori Hofmeckler talks about a lot. And it's one of the main reasons why he has his diet set up the way it is, because you want to be sympathetic during the day and then parasympathetic in the evening. And well, most people tend to be one way or the other. I'm obviously a very sympathetic nervous system, and I have friends who are very parasympathetic, who are very low-key and so forth. But I'm also pretty good at going from sympathetic to parasympathetic at night, and I'm very good now at relaxing. I've actually made getting quality sleep a skill set. It's something I've developed where I actually get really good 8 to 9 hours of sleep pretty much every night. So it is critical, and it is something you need to work on. And it doesn't take long to figure out which personality type you are. If you're type A and go, go, go all the time, you're definitely sympathetic. And then if you're very relaxed and just a mellow person and everyone talks about how low-key you are, you're definitely parasympathetic. But you need both. You don't want to just be one or the other. You don't want to be one or the other in dominance. Cancers thrive in one or the other. So there are cancers that thrive in a parasympathetic environment and then the reverse, which is why I'm against all this alkaline diet nonsense, because there are, if you become too alkaline and you're a parasympathetic nervous system person, you're actually setting yourself up for cancers. And if you need a certain level of acidity, and it can be the opposite for someone who's sympathetic nervous system, but it's not as complicated as here's the kind of diet everyone should be on, and this is what's going to work. So I really get irritated when I hear about all this. Make sure your diet's alkaline. Make sure your diet's alkaline. Most people don't even know what the hell they're talking about when they say that. And second of all, even if they do know what they're talking about, they're too dumb to realize that it can actually be counterproductive and you could actually be really hurting someone's health by even recommending it.
Right, right. All right, so let's get back to, okay, so those two things, Qi Gong and Tai Chi are good ways to manage brain
health. Yeah, and this joint mobility stuff is good too, which I do every morning. My friend Steve Maxwell's got some great joint mobility routines. It could be a long walk too. It doesn't have to be Qi Gong or yoga or Tai Chi. You go take your dog for a walk and you do deep breathing while you walk. Steve Reeves, famous bodybuilder, he was a big believer in power walking where you focus on really deep breathing. And his famous saying is, no one ever committed suicide after doing a power walk. And that's because you just feel so good afterwards. You oxygenate your brain and you have a chance to work out all your stress. I like to take a long walk in the evening to really help me unwind. And it's an incredible way to relax. Most people, the mistake they make is they're on the computer all day. And then once they get off that, they watch TV all night. And then they try to go to sleep. And then they're wondering why they can't fall asleep at night. It's like, come on, man, you're overly stimulated.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so let's get back on track. So what's the next step in managing and improving
brain health? The next one is serotonin, which is obviously, when most people think of brain health, they think of serotonin, because anytime someone's depressed, what happens? You go to your doctor, he or she gets you on Prozac or Zoloft, and these are selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And that all sounds fine and good, but here's the problem with that. It's, you don't necessarily want to have serotonin for long, sustained periods of time. Because too much serotonin makes you feel numb. So, yeah, you're not depressed anymore, but you don't feel anything. And that's not the solution. So the solution is that we want to balance all these brain chemicals. But serotonin is very important for your ability to experience pleasure. And we're talking about the optimal amount. We're not talking about excess levels. It's important for self-confidence because it's a biochemical messenger that just helps the brain just balance. So if your brain is out of sync, the left and right sides of your brain will be out of balance, and your brain's ability to recharge itself is hampered. And serotonin loss creates a disconnect between the brain's left side, the rational side, and the right side, the creativity. So when this happens, you can't really think clearly, and it just affects your mood, and it's going to affect your sleep. So when people are serotonin deficient, they tend to crave sugar or salt, because these are desperate ways for your body to try to get back into some balanced state. But the problem is that doesn't work. It just makes things worse. So serotonin is critical for your ability to enjoy life and to not have anxiety and not have fear of living your life. And when you are serotonin deficient, it's a serious age accelerator because you just don't feel good. And when you're depressed, you're creating this inflammatory state, especially in your brain, where you're just not going to be able to live your life fully. So some of the things that we can do to really ramp up serotonin, one, magnesium oil, I'm a big fan of, as people have heard me say a million times. And what I like about magnesium plays a key role in serotonin production, but it also helps ramp up DHEA, which is the ultimate stress management hormone, which we'll talk about in a second. So the better your DHEA, the better your serotonin levels are going to be. DHEA is like the big brother of hormone optimization. And what I mean by that is it protects you from too much cortisol. It is a backup source for testosterone, albeit not the most efficient one, but it still is. And it also protects your testosterone from cortisol. In the same way, it also protects your serotonin from cortisol. So DHEA is way more important for brain health, mood, feeling good, anti-depression than serotonin. But serotonin is still very important for just feeling balanced, just feeling like you've got it together, like you're not anxious, you're not too amped up, and you're not overly excited without having some balance, the ability to relax and so forth. So some of the ways, some of the food choices for increasing serotonin include broccoli, pears, brown rice, oatmeal. These will increase serotonin and soak up excess estrogens, according to Dr. Eric Braverman, which is where I got a lot of this information from. And again, Dr. Eric Braverman's got some great books on this subject. One's called Younger You, and the other one's called the Thinner You Diet, I believe. That may be incorrect about that. But anyway, Dr. Eric Braverman, if you look that up, you're all set. But really, what we want is food that increases the amino acid tryptophan, because tryptophan is basically the substrates that help us create serotonin. So if we have a good amount of tryptophan in our diets, we have the building blocks to build serotonin. And so eating foods high in tryptophan can improve your mood rapidly. And some good examples of food that's high in tryptophan include avocados, chocolate, which is why people crave chocolate often when they're depressed. And you want to go for a really dark chocolate. We're talking about 70% cocoa at least. None of this 30% and then the rest is sugar and aspartame and garbage like that. Then rolled oats, steel-cut oats are good. Wheat germ can be a good source. Organic yogurts, raw milk. I know you're a big fan of raw milk. Raw milk can be a great source of tryptophan. And these things will really help you. And then some spices that work really well. Saffron is great at increasing serotonin levels.
You know, Mike,
well-known antidepressant.
Mike, you are so up on things. There's research, just recent research in the past 3 or 4 months that shows that concentrations of saffron have the same effect as pharmaceutical SSRIs.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And Life Extension actually just put out a good product on saffron. But I've actually been using saffron for some time because I've had mild depression my entire life, and I'm happy to say that it's been a long time since I've had an episode. I've been feeling really good for a long time, but I've gone through periods of mild depression on and off very frequently for most of my life. So that's one of the reasons why I learned about this stuff, as well as hormone optimization, because no doctor was giving me the answers I wanted. I had to take it upon myself to do the research and figure out how to balance my brain chemistry and my hormones, and it paid off. It's well worth it. But I always tell people, you don't realize how bad you feel until you balance all this stuff out and feel and realize how good you feel. When your sex drive is off the chain, when your workouts are solid, when your brain is thinking well, so you're having a great business day, when your sleep is good. I mean, you can't pay enough for that. I have friends who like to go out drinking. I don't even bother. And they go, why? Why do you only stop at one or two drinks, Mike? Because I don't need any more. I don't need to escape my life. So go ahead, guys. Go to the strip bars and drink 12 drinks to oblivion. I'll stay home and enjoy my life. But anyway, back on topic here. I also like nutmeg, turmeric, peppermint, especially peppermint tea is very good. And also cinnamon has been shown to reduce carbohydrate cravings and increase insulin sensitivity, as we've talked about in previous shows.
Right.
So I like to have a teaspoon of cinnamon with my protein shakes, and I'll put it in oatmeal, for example, in the morning. And also magnesium, again, is very important for serotonin production. And then back to what we said about GABA, Qigong, meditation. Meditation is critical. There's a really good meditation program called Holosync. And this is a program that you just put your headphones on. I actually have it in my iPod. And then I just listened to it for an hour. And this program is awesome. I was on a 10-hour flight from Las Vegas to London last week on my way to Scotland. And normally I don't sleep well on planes at all. I just can't get comfortable. And I get tired of watching movies after 6 hours. So eventually I start getting restless, and putting this program called Holosync in my headphones, in my iPod, and just kicking back and listening to it. It doesn't always knock me out in terms of going to sleep, but it definitely helps me relax and just unwind. Now, It's not the only program. You don't have to do Holisthenics. I'm just lazy when it comes to meditation. Meditation is very difficult. So something like Holisthenics helps you get into that meditative state more efficiently. It's not going to make you meditate for you. You still have to actually be engaged. But it's just going to help focus your mind so you get into a meditation state better. And I'll tell you what, I can actually get into a meditation state on my own without it much more efficiently now from having used it for several years.
Yeah, that's the thing about meditation. The more you do it, the faster you go in. I've been a student of transcendental meditation for probably about 13 or 14 years. I haven't been meditating much lately. But if I decide to meditate right now, I can go into a deep meditative state probably within 5 to 7 minutes because I've been doing it for years. And the more you do it, the faster you get there. We're going to take a quick commercial break, Mike. When we come back, we'll pick it up with more information about improving brain health. We're talking with Mike Mahler this hour. Later in the show, Professor Philip Filimonov is going to be discussing various peptides like GHRP, CJC-1295, PT-141, which is the only known true aphrodisiac. You don't want to miss that second half of the show. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's OPResource.net. At OPResource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to OPResource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. OPResource.net.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Mike Mahler about brain health. So where do we go from here, Mike?
Okay, from here we go to DHEA, and my research on brain health and DHEA comes from a book called DHEA and the Brain. It's edited by Robert Morfin, and it's a bunch of research, real medical research on DHEA. Now, this book cost me $150, okay, and it's also painfully dry reading. I read the whole thing so that I could be informed on the subject. So if you like this information, shoot me an email, go buy some magnesium oil for me, go buy some of my products, because I think I deserve it for reading this book and talking about it. All right, but anyway, DHEA is the most underrated hormone in the body. It is, most people have no clue what they're talking about when they talk about DHEA. People always say, well, DHEA is useless because it doesn't convert to testosterone. My response is, so what? DHEA is a separate hormone altogether. Who cares whether it converts into testosterone? That's not the point of DHEA anyway. That's not why it exists. DHEA is the ultimate stress management hormone. No other hormone comes close to the stress management abilities of DHEA. It helps balance cortisol. It helps keep cortisol in check. And it helps keep your brain really healthy. It keeps your mood good. It keeps your energy good. And it keeps you more resilient, better recovery from workouts and so forth. Now, the problem is with supplemental DHEA. A lot of people took supplemental DHEA and they didn't get anything out of it, or they actually had a result that they didn't want, such as increased estrogen. I know a lot of guys who were taking a lot of DHEA back in the day, and they actually started developing mild gyno. Because the problem with DHEA, and this is something my friend Dr. Wong, who was on a couple weeks ago, told me, is that when you take DHEA orally, the body converts it into estrogen in men, and then it converts it into testosterone in women. So a lot of women who are taking DHEA, they started developing facial hair. And a lot of men who are taking DHEA, they started developing mood swings, and all of a sudden, instead of watching Gladiator, they're watching the movie Beaches. Instead of listening to Metallica, they started listening to Bette Midler. And we all know how downswing that's going to be. But, you know, all joking aside, DHEA is critical for both men and women for, again, keeping cortisol in check. Now, it's also a neurosteroid or a neurohormone, so it's very important for brain functioning. It's just as important as serotonin, GABA, dopamine, acetylcholine. Those are considered the four main neurotransmitters, but I would say DHEA should be in that same category, and then DHT for men, which we'll talk about next. So the best way to ramp up DHEA, in my opinion, is transdermal magnesium oil, which has been shown to ramp up your own natural production of DHEA. I've always had low normal DHEA levels, and as a result, I think that was one of the things that attributed to the mild depression. I just didn't have the optimal DHEA to handle stress optimally. So I found that taking the magnesium oil took me from low normal DHEA to high normal, actually a little bit past the high normal range. And I felt a lot better. My workouts were a lot better. But more importantly, my mood was much more stable. I didn't find that I would have these swings where I feel really good one minute, and then the next minute I'm depressed. You know, I used to be that kind of guy where if someone sent me a testimonial about how good my stuff is, I would feel really good. But then if someone talked smack about me on YouTube or Facebook, it would really piss me off and, like, ruin the rest of my day, because I would be totally fixated on just wanting to pound that person in the face. So now I find that I can just brush that stuff off my shoulders. I find it laughable. I'm like, all right, go ahead and talk your smack, and I'm going to keep a mental note in case we ever meet in the real world, and then we can continue this discussion there. But it never bothers me to the point where I fixate on it anymore. It doesn't ruin my day. And I attribute a lot of that to optimizing my endocrinology, but also the magnesium oil helping me with optimal DHEA levels. So the way magnesium oil works is that there's enzymes in the skin which cause this cascade effect which ramps up DHEA. Oral magnesium is not going to have the same effect. Oral magnesium does not directly increase DHEA. It may indirectly increase DHEA by helping you relax and increasing serotonin and helping and lower cortisol, but it's not going to be dramatic. I've never seen anyone go from low normal DHEA to high normal from taking just oral magnesium, but I have seen it many times with magnesium oil or any transdermal magnesium delivery system. Now, the last thing I'll say about DHEA is if you are going to experiment with DHEA supplementation, you want to focus on DHEA cream, because that will bypass the GI tract and liver and actually increase your DHEA levels more effectively without conversion to estrogen. It also can act as a mild testosterone booster, not an aggressive one, but a mild one. or you can take troches, and these are basically like an oral DHEA that you put under your tongue, and then it just melts away basically, and it has a better delivery system. You know,
yeah,
a lot of pharmaceutical companies use this for oral testosterone or other drugs and so forth.
It's basically the same technology as transdermal, but instead it's working on the membranes inside the mouth. So
companies are actually making a growth hormone product. It's going to be the first growth hormone product which doesn't have to be injected. A pharmaceutical company has been working on it for a long time, but it's been blocked by special interest groups, for lack of a better word, from coming out because it would be extremely inexpensive. Basically, the companies that make growth hormone injections, they don't want this product to come out there because it'll be $50 a month as opposed to up to $1,500 a month.
Mike,
that's
what about,
it hasn't in the market yet.
Mike, what about DHEA that comes in and it's a dropper? You just drop it underneath your tongue. It's actually an alcohol vehicle, because alcohol has some transdermal benefits as well. That's why.
Yeah, it does. And a lot of herbs are delivered that way. Like, I like to take Siberian ginseng that way, which is also another way to increase DHEA. Siberian ginseng Siberian ginseng helps the hormonal cascade from pregnenolone go the pathway of DHEA rather than cortisol. So, On a separate note, Siberian ginseng is another one to help increase DHEA. In Herb Farm, a company called Herb Farm makes the best Siberian ginseng by far. Don't even bother with any other brand. But back to what you're saying, yes, I can see that being beneficial too. But again, I'm not a fan of supplemental DHEA. I'm not a fan at all. Because everything that supplemental DHEA does, magnesium oil does better, in my opinion. And also, I don't like taking hormone replacement unless it's absolutely necessary. For some people, they're so far gone, okay, fine, we'll go that route. But I think most people make the mistake of going that route too easily, because they go to a doctor, an anti-aging doctor, who runs a bunch of blood work, which is also not an effective way to analyze hormones. Saliva test is way better. And you get a bunch of blood work, and you show up low, and then the doctor says, okay, let's get you on testosterone, growth hormone, DHEA. I actually got a vitamin B12 shot one time years ago. And I was in an office room right next to a consultation that was going on next door. This doctor had the door wide open. He was talking to a guy who's 28. I heard every word they were saying in there. And he was talking to this kid about how all of his hormones are out of whack and that we need to get him on growth hormone, DHEA, testosterone, and the whole gambit. And it took everything I had to not just get up and go in the room and say, are you just the biggest idiot in the world? You're not asking this guy anything about his lifestyle. And moreover, he's 28. You don't need hormone replacement when you're 28, people, all right? I don't care what your background is. Unless you have some genetic predisposition or some genetic abnormality, you don't need hormone replacement when you're 28, when you're 30, even when you're 40. There's so much you can do to optimize your hormones through other means, through your diet, your restoration, your training, herbs, and so forth, that are worth exhausting and exploring before you go the route of hormone replacement, which I'm not against. I just don't think that it should be the first line of defense. That's
right.
My whole take on that.
I agree with that. All right, so where do we go from here?
And now we're going to go to DHT, and I'm actually going to have to disagree with your next speaker without even hearing about what he's talking about aphrodisiacs, because I'll tell you what, the most effective aphrodisiac that I've ever tried, and it's not even just an aphrodisiac, is by far Bulbine Netolensis. And it's not just me. I've got all of my friends on Bulbine Netolensis and a lot of my clients, and they all report the same thing, which is their sex drive is through the roof. They feel like they're 18 again, and their alpha male mood is off the chain. They feel excellent. They just want to have sex all day long. They're like, I can't get any work done because I just want to have sex all the time.
Well, but
that's one of the negatives there. But I got to say, Bulbine Netolensis is an incredible testosterone booster and aphrodisiac. And I'm really curious to hear what your next speaker has to say. I'm not knocking at all.
Putting it
out there that Bulbine is great stuff.
PT-141 was discovered by the University of Arizona, ASU,
uh-huh.
Arizona State University. They were working on melanotan 1 and 2, and PT-141 is a short portion of the peptide chain that acts on the melanocortin portion of your nervous system.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with peptides.
Yeah.
I think peptides are great. I think there's a lot of interesting work coming out with peptides. I think it's really cool stuff. So I'm being a little bit facetious here when I say it.
No, I agree.
But also, Bulbine, I've got to say, everyone that I have it on, but maybe one person hasn't noticed that, but me, including myself, but everyone else, I mean, we're noticing not just better workouts and and more frequency of morning erections, which is a sign of optimal testosterone, just better sex drive, better mood, the whole gambit. So
okay.
I think Bulbon is, which is where I'm going with this whole,
let's do this. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we'll finish up with, we'll just focus on DHT.
Okay.
And we'll wrap it up. We're talking with Mike Mahler about brain health and ways to maximize brain health. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back as quickly as possible.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L. LER.com.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah! Throw your hands in the air right now, man.
That's Professor Axel.
I'll tell you, I could use a little brain health today. I am just smoked from the Arnold, man.
Yeah, you know what, Carl? Those kind of events are extremely draining on a lot of levels. One, you're standing on your feet all day, and two, you have people in your face all day, and it's one thing to have people in your face that are fans and cool people, but you meet a lot of people that just want to waste your time, frankly, which is why I never do booths at those events. Basically, people that just want to get in your face and ask questions for the sake of asking questions without even caring what your answers are, or just asking if you have any free stuff. People go around collecting free stuff at every booth.
The Arnold is like a organized trick-or-treat opportunity. I mean, everybody's got
I mean, people come up to your booth and go, what do you have that's free? Yeah. And if you have nothing, they look at you like you're a jerk, basically. Yeah.
But no, you know what it is? You're right. It's you know what it is? Overtaxes the senses because your eyes are darting left and right. You're walking and you're trying to maneuver. I mean, it's like it just really just wipes you out.
People are going to be the biggest drain or the biggest source of just inspiration and energy. So yeah. It can go either way. And That's what I always tell people. I go, look, man, if you want to be hormonally optimized, you better surround yourself with good people, because I don't care what you take. If you don't do that, you're not going to feel good. And if you have a job you can't stand and you're married to a woman you can't stand, or vice versa, you're married to a husband you can't stand, or you're in a relationship, whatever the context, then you're just not you're not going to feel good. It's not going to happen. It's like having a cortisol drip in your veins 24/7.
Right. That's funny. That's a good one.
So with DHT, DHT is my favorite male androgen by far. By far. I think testosterone's great, but testosterone's got nothing on DHT. And here's why I say that. DHT is estimated by experts to be about 3 to 10 times more powerful than testosterone. It's going to vary depending on who you talk to. But basically, every male characteristic we have, from body hair to just developed sexual organs to high sex drive to zeal for life, is from DHT. And without adequate DHT, we don't develop into men. Basically, we're all born as girls, and then we have an abundance of DHT blow up, which converts us into boys, basically. So if you don't have optimal DHT, you're going to be much more effeminate. And I'm not saying, and I'm not slamming anyone who is effeminate or metrosexual, whatever it is like that. I'm not saying that you're not, that's your thing, all right? But all I'm saying is that I'm glad that I'm not in that category. I'm glad that I have optimal DHT and testosterone. Now, one thing about me is that my last saliva test showed that my testosterone is high normal for an 18 to 20 year old, and I'm 37. And a lot of that is largely attributed to bulb adolescence and other things I do. But more importantly, my DHT was optimal. It wasn't way outside the normal range, but it was high normal. Now, a lot of people go, well, aren't you worried about your prostate? Aren't you worried about getting an enlarged prostate or prostate cancer? Here's the thing. DHT in excess can be procarcinogenic, okay? So that's a valid concern. But if you have optimal levels of androstenediol, okay, you want a 1-to-1 ratio, androstenediol is anti-carcinogenic. So you want to have a 1-to-1 ratio of each one. And if you have an optimal hormonal environment, you're going to have that anyway. So anytime my andro has always been just on the same level as my DHT. Now, they're like, people ask me, what about hair loss? And I go, have you ever seen a picture of me? My hairline begins in my forehead. I've got the Eddie Munster look, and I'm 37. I don't think I have to worry about losing hair anytime soon. Now, DHT does have an affinity for hair follicles, but that's only if you have a genetic predisposition towards that. All right, so if you don't have a genetic predisposition to going bald, and you're increasing your DHT levels naturally, I'm not talking about taking drugs. That's a whole other scenario. I'm just talking about natural ways to do it. I think it's highly unlikely that you're going to lose your hair. But you know what? If you have to choose between your hair or having a high sex drive, take the high sex drive. You can always get hair plugs or wear a hat. All right. now, let's talk about the prostate, because I know that's a big concern. People are like, shame on you for putting about information about DHT. It's bad for the prostate. Don't you know anything? It's like, look, idiot, here's the whole thing about the prostate. Something like nettle root actually, now DHT will make your prostate bigger. It does cause hypertrophy if you have excess in the prostate. Okay, so that is a valid concern. And regarding prostate cancer, more and more information is coming out that that's estrogen dominant related. Right. So in other words, if you're estrogen dominant, you're more likely to develop prostate cancer because you don't have the androgens to keep things in balance. Remember, disease is always the result of imbalances. So when you have a balanced hormonal environment, I'm not saying you're never going to get a disease, but you're stacking the odds against it. So you definitely want to, this is what Peter Ross and I talk about all the time. It's not about making one thing as high as possible. It's about creating that optimal environment. But you can protect your prostate from DHT by taking something like nettle root, because nettle root increases free testosterone and DHT, but it actually blocks DHT uptake in the prostate. So it actually blocks the conversion of testosterone into DHT in the prostate. So all you have to do is take something like nettle root for prostate health and not worry about that. Also, get some lab work done to see where you're at. If you tend to be overly high in DHT, like you're way past the normal range, then, yeah, you want to be somewhat concerned and look at some strategies to lower that. And I think nettle root is a possible strategy for that. But, and also zinc and things like that. Zinc's is a 5-alpha reductase inhibitor, a mild one. But these people that take these hair loss drugs like Propecia and so forth, that is a big mistake because that will deactivate your androgen uptake. So your DHT uptake is going to be nullified and you're not going to feel good at all. And one of the first things that people report when they take stuff like Propecia or stuff like Flomax.
Loss of libido.
Like my father was on Flomax for a while because he was having an enlarged prostate issues, but there was a drop in sex drive. So I basically recommended some other strategies, which he just started initiating, so I don't have any feedback to report just yet. But there's definitely other ways to go. Now, what about South Palmetto? People always ask about that. South Palmetto is also going to be problematic. South Palmetto deactivates androgen receptor uptake of testosterone and dehydrotestosterone, DHT. And that can lower sex drive a lot as well. So I'm not a big fan of South Palmetto for long term. I could see maybe as a short term strategy, you cycle it in to help with the urination issues, but I definitely wouldn't stay on it for a long period of time. And I would also look for other means like nettle root. I would start with something like nettle root and zinc and GLA, the fatty acid. Those are all things that actually help with prostate issues and or stuff that you actually need. Not nettle root per se, but zinc and GLA, the fatty acid. Those are things that your body actually needs and will help with prostate issues. Vitamin E as well, like tocotrienols, actually protect your hair follicles from DHT affinity and also have a protective effect on the prostate. So tocotrienols are basically full-spectrum vitamin E. And Primordial Performance makes a really good one, which I sell on my website. It's called Toco 8, which I think is a fantastic product. So the strategies I like for DHT, increasing DHT, are you want to have a good amount of fat in your diet. I get about 40 to 50% of my calories from fat, which sounds like a lot, but you need fat for cholesterol, and you need cholesterol for optimal hormone production.
And I was just going to say, if you increase cholesterol, you'll increase pregnenolone, which will increase progesterone, and progesterone is a natural 5-alpha reductase blocker.
Yes, it is, and progesterone actually also helps protect. Progesterone is also what we make cortisol from. So when your progesterone is depleted, you're more likely to become estrogen dominant in both men and women, in particular women, and you're also more likely to just have adrenal fatigue because you're just producing way too much cortisol and your progesterone is now depleted.
And progesterone, interestingly enough, the molecule looks very much like the molecule of finasteride, which is a DHT blocker.
Yeah.
And so if you have adequate progesterone levels, you won't get a lot of the negative side effects from DHT.
That's absolutely correct. And a natural way to increase progesterone actually is plant sterols. For example, maca, which I don't believe increases testosterone at all. It's often marketed as that. I don't believe it increases testosterone. It's never been shown to increase testosterone. But I believe there have been some studies that show that it increases progesterone in women. So it's often something I recommend to women who are estrogen dominant, get some maca in their diet. And I've had many female clients report back to me that not only do they feel great, but their sex drive is off the hook. So take a mental note of that, guys. Go buy some maca for your wife or girlfriend today and get ready to have some fun. But back to DHT, other ways, one of the ways I really like to ramp up DHT, besides what I just mentioned, is bovine metalensis, which we've talked about quite a bit. Now, bovine is a testosterone booster that works by the STAR pathway, so it actually helps convert cholesterol into testosterone, which is also why people that are non-responders to bovine, I would say 9 times out of 10, it's because they don't have enough fat in their diet, in particular saturated fat. You got to have some saturated fat in your diet for that cholesterol production, and if you don't have enough cholesterol, then there's nothing for bovine to convert in the testosterone. And anytime you ramp up testosterone and you don't block and you don't take anything for 5-alpha reductase, you're going to have some conversion in the DHT because remember, testosterone is a pro-hormone for DHT. So I find that bovine metalensis, for me, ramped up my testosterone, which spilled over into some DHT. And it also lowered estrogen by 30%. So, you know, what more could you ask for in an herb? So I'm a huge fan of bovine metalensis. I really like Phytotherms 347. I know they're one of your sponsors. I think they have a great product because it has bovine, nettle root, and zinc, which is a great stack. And I can't talk about it too much, but I'm actually working on a formulation of bovine with a regular on Superhuman Radio, which I won't mention at this time, which is going to be off the hook. And that's all I'm going to say about that. It'll be out in a couple months, but it's going to be the dominant product in this category. I guarantee it.
Do you know how everybody learned about bovine metalensis?
Yeah, they learned about it from you.
I met some guys at the Arnold.
I'm going to give you a big royalty check, Carl.
I met some guys at the Arnold, and they were selling bovine metalensis, you know, raw powder. And I said, no one even knew about bovine until I talked about it on my show. I says, actually, no one knew about Fidogia.
Yeah, no one knew about Fidogia either. And those are my two favorite testosterone boosting herbs is Fidogia and bovine. If I had to pick one, I would say bovine. But I love Fidogia as well. I had great results with it when Anthony Roberts introduced the Fidogia product many years ago.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I haven't had good results with Fidogia since. So it's something I discontinued. But bovine, that as long as it's prolensis, you want it to be prolensis bovine. And you also want to be careful which Bulbine product you choose. I mean, I saw one Bulbine product recently which had a high dose of Yohimbe, which is a bad combination. And I don't like it when companies put stimulants in a product because they're trying to get you to feel something. So that makes me think that they probably have a very small amount of Bulbine in there because they want you to get the kick from Yohimbe. And I don't like the kick from Yohimbe. I've taken it many times throughout the years, and it's supposed to be a sex drive product, but it ramps up my CNS and anxiety so much that the last thing on my mind is sex when I take Yohimbe. So, yeah, you get a lot of blood flow down to your extremities and in your private areas, but you're in such an anxiety state that you're hardly in a romantic mood. So me personally, I'm not a fan of Yohimbe, and it doesn't make any sense to me why you would put a central nervous system stimulant in a product when 50% or more of the people who buy it are going to be sensitive to Yohimbe, overly sensitive to it. So that's what I like about the whole phytoSERMs, is that it actually has a really good stack, which is not stimulant-based. It has the Bulbine, the zinc, and the nettle root, which is exactly what you would want. But it can actually be made a lot better, but I'm not going to mention what I would do to do that. That's
going to be your formula. That's your formulation.
And for everyone else to not know, because I don't want anyone copying this before I get it out there. All I can say is when people see the formulation that we're putting together, they're going to wish that they thought it first. That's all I can say about that.
All right, listen, Mike, we're coming to the end of the show. We probably missed some things, or did we cover it all?
No, we covered it all. Last thing I'll say about DHT is that one product that works really well to increase DHT from a hormonal standpoint is Angelhard, which I know is another product made by Primordial Performance, one of your sponsors. I think Angelhard's a really good product. I actually tried it last year when I was training with Mark Therapy, and I got a couple friends on it. We all really liked it. I just shy away from hormonally based products, which is why I didn't continue it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's unsafe. I just prefer to find options that optimize my own endocrinology and physiology rather than go the Angelhard route or hormonal route. But I will say that I definitely think Angelhard increases DHT. I never did the testing to determine that, though, so I can't say definitively. But just from the way I felt on it, I do think that it worked very well to increase DHT. So that's an option as well.
Mike, give your website if people want to go and read the article on this.
Okay, if you want to read the articles, they go to MikeMahler.com. That's www.MikeMahler.com. I also have a new video out, which is called Advanced Kettlebell Training and Hormone Optimization. And even if you could care less about kettlebell training, there's a 90-minute hormone lecture on there where I discuss all of these things in great detail. So if you like my material on Superhuman Radio, go put a forklift in your wallet and buy my video. You won't be disappointed.
There you go. Mike Mahler on Superhuman Radio. Check him out, and we'll have you back on. Right, Mike?
Absolutely. I love being on your show. I should call. Next time I'm on, I want to do a show on supplements and foods that optimize sexual health. That's what I want the next time.
I like that one. I like that one a lot. Okay, Mike, thanks a lot for being on SHR today, man.
Thank you very much. Right. Take care.
All right, and we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Professor Philip Filimonov on from the UK. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Ich bin kein Gangster, kein Killer, ich bin kein Dieb, ich bin nicht gut und böse, ich bin nur ein Junge von der Straße, Straße. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net from the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance. Comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 36. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
You're not going to want to miss this Friday's Casual Friday with my co-host, Elisa Profumo. We're going to be talking about what we saw at the Arnold. Plus, huge, huge stories in nutritional idiocy. I mean, I can't even believe some of this stuff. So don't forget to tune in Friday at noon Eastern Time to Casual Friday. It's going to be a fun show. My guest has been on before. We're talking to him from the UK. He is Professor Philip Filimonov. Welcome back to the show, Professor Filimonov.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, very good. We're going to be talking about peptides today. Everybody has an interest in peptides. Everyone knows that they are efficacious, often inexpensive, and easy to use, but people are still unclear. So this is going to be kind of like a peptide 101 show, okay?
Okay, good.
Okay. The first peptide I want to talk about, which I know you are very well versed in these peptides. The first one is growth hormone releasing peptide 6 and or 2. These are both very similar in structure, GHRP6 and GHRP2, correct?
Mm. Yeah, they are very similar. I suppose the biggest difference probably is their effects, GHRP6 and the effect on, because it's such a powerful ghrelin mimetic, whereas 2 doesn't seem to have quite the same effect. It's slightly stronger, it's more efficacious, causing GH release. That's 2 now.
Okay.
It causes a moderate increase in prolactin and cortisol, but it doesn't have the same ghrelin mimetic effect. So if you take, say, 200 micrograms to 400 micrograms of GHRP6, the amount of the pangs of hunger that you get afterwards are so strong, whereas you don't get that with 2. You just get very sleepy generally.
Right. Now, let's stay with 6 for a second because that seems to be the most popular. What is the recommended dose of GHRP6 to get the maximum growth hormone spike, would you say, with the least amount of side effects, prolactin and cortisol being, let's say, not necessarily what we want to raise?
Well, generally, the saturation dose is thought to be about 100 micrograms. But to get your biggest, this is from GHRP6, to get your biggest pulse, I would say you're looking at about 300 micrograms.
And the hunger, and I can attest to this, the hunger from a half a milligram of GHRP6 is so profound that I actually stood at my refrigerator after experimenting with that dose.
Oh, yeah.
Eating. And I actually ran out of things to eat. This is the truth. And I started to take a spoon, and I was eating brewer's yeast out of the container. And somehow I thought it tasted good because I remember thinking, wow, they should make candy for kids out of this. It's so good.
And brewer's yeast tastes terrible.
It tastes like dirty sweat socks if you eat it just out of a can. And so, I mean, the increase in hunger is profound. GHRP6 ideally would be good for someone on a bulking phase, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's perfect. If I've often said to people who ask the question that if you're bulking, there is nothing better as an appetite stimulant, I don't think, than GHRP6. I've never come across anything to give you like that profound effect. It's just, as you say, I've done it myself. And if you're without food, you're really in a bad situation, because it feels like the first time you take it, you actually think it's like an insulin spike almost. The shakes you get and the hunger, I thought there was something wrong with my insulin levels, but it's nothing to do with insulin at all. It's purely the ghrelin stimulation. It just causes this unbelievable, uncontrollable hunger. As you say, you can eat nonstop for like 30 minutes.
Yes, yes, and I have. Okay, so now let's talk about the relationship to ghrelin. Ghrelin is a hormone the body produces when it's hungry to tell the brain and to tell the body to go and get food, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
So as a result of that, there is a timing effect of taking growth hormone-releasing peptide. Tell me, using a meal, should you take ghrelin, GHRP, immediately after eating a meal?
No.
Right, because that blunts the response, correct?
Yeah, well, really, for a man, if you look at it like this point of view, now, a man has three main pulses. You get like one early morning, one midday, and one in the evening. And normally you use your GHRP, growth hormone releasing peptide, to sort of coincide with that pulse, and it increases it so it's much, much bigger. Now, if you're eating food, you know fats, carbohydrates, they totally stunt GH release.
Right.
Protein doesn't. Fat's even worse than carbohydrate, believe it or not.
Right, right. That's right. Very right.
So, first thing in the morning, you can take your GHRP, and then you have to wait probably 30 to 50 minutes so you get the most from your pulse. This is really important timing. Otherwise, if the trough isn't there, your GH trough, you're just wasting it.
Okay, so if you wanted to use GHRP to augment a workout routine, would you take it prior to or immediately after working out?
Well, there's been a lot of debate on this. I know personally that I've seen far better results using it prior, and I think that's because you get your GH released during the workout, which, you know, when you've already got the satellite cells being stimulated, I think that the actual growth hormone can cause an increase in the satellite cells stimulated to actually become active. And, of course, it aids in the recovery. It draws in the nutrients your muscles need. It's very, very powerful then. I know some use it straight after, but I've never found it have anywhere near the same benefits as using prior to the workout.
I've always used it after, but the challenge with after is that then again, you have to wait 30 to 50 minutes before eating.
You've got to eat, yeah, exactly. And then if you're having to wait 30 to 50 minutes to eat after the training, you've just lost probably a lot of muscle through to catabolism. So I think it's far more effective, personally, this is my opinion, after a lot of experimentation, to use it before, prior to the workout. So you can eat straight afterwards, get your insulin spike up, get your fast-release carbs, slow-release carbs, your proteins in, everything you need. You can't wait 30 to 50 minutes, can you, after training?
Right, exactly. Okay, now, it is said that men pulse have a growth hormone pulse every 3 hours, and women have one every hour and a half. Could I use that, as taking into account my eating schedule, could I use that every 3 hours as a man, GHRP, and let's say a smaller dose, 125 to 250 micrograms?
Well, let's say 100 micrograms, and just to make sure you're not going to desensitize, you could do it every 3 hours, but the thing is you'd need to have a way of monitoring your own growth hormone releasing pulse. If you miss it, you've just wasted the GHRP.
And that was my next question. Does the injection of GHRP, say in a large bolus injection, say 400, 500 micrograms, will that override the normal pulse and reset the timing of your pulses thereafter?
Well, again, there's been a little bit of debate on this. It wouldn't happen with GHRP6 because of the increase of prolactin and everything. It'd have to be something like a pamarelin, because it doesn't have any roles on prolactin or cortisol. But even then, it's not going to reset your pulse. What it will do, though, is it will cap, like go against your own pulse. It will cause a huge increase on its own. That impulse, or that increase in the pulse itself, that's not going to be, let me explain a second. You know, like with ipamorelin, if you injected 500 micrograms, that would probably totally empty your pituitary of growth hormone.
Really?
Whereas growth hormone releasing peptide 6 or 2, which are the older kind, that's not going to happen. You're going to get a big pulse, but it won't empty the pituitary, which so is what's not, important to resetting the pulse.
So there is a threshold. It's not dose dependent. There's a threshold that if, once you get to a certain dose, you're not going to get an additional a higher peak out of the pituitary.
No.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about CJC 1295, which is a very, very exciting peptide that really has a symbiotic relationship when used with GHRP 6. We're talking today from the UK with Professor Philip Filimonov. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. One testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's One Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade one androsterone. It converts to one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get One Andro RX by visiting ironmaglabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with One Andro RX. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Interestingly enough, on an MSN headline, news headline today, was first reported to you on Casual Friday show by my co-host Elisa Profumo about the tainted wipes, the tainted alcohol wipes that are being used. And actually, the FDA knew all about it, and people are getting very, very sick, and some, I guess, dying from infections that they're getting. And you heard it here on Superhuman Radio way before you heard it on MSN News. So anyway, pays to listen to the Casual Friday show. Okay, we're talking with Professor Philip Filimonov. We're talking about peptides. A moment ago, we were talking about GHRP6. The next one we're going to talk about is CJC1295, which is a very, very exciting peptide, in my humble opinion. Explain to my audience what how CJC1295 came about, first of all.
Well, the thing is, people have been looking at growth hormone for such a long period of time. Of course, the dangers of growth hormone injections. And then there was synthetic growth hormone that was produced. But then what happened was it was sort of decided on that there needed to be an advancement made, something that was identical or really structurally very similar to the original growth hormone, but had, you know, the benefits without the dangers. So through a lot of trial and error, the growth hormone releasing hormones came about, one of which was CJC. There's one with the drug affinity complex, which is a longer acting version. If you think of it like Ethernet, testosterone Ethernet, it lasts a long time. And
right,
there's a short acting version.
Because traditional growth hormone releasing hormones have a very, very, very minuscule half-life. Mm. We're talking about seconds in the bloodstream, right?
Yeah. That's right. Well, you think about real growth hormone, if it's injected, you know, a couple of minutes, the same with a lot of the GHRHs, synthetic ones. Now, that's what made CJC special, is that once the drug affinity complex was added, when there was a change in the amino profile, it was able to last, you know, 14 days. The growth hormone levels remained elevated.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but what happens is the growth hormone releasing hormone in CJC1295 binds itself to circulating albumin in the blood, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And as a result of that, while it has a 14-day life in the body and a 7-day half-life, it's not a linear regression. It's actually a pulse that lasts for about the first 3, 4, 5 days, and then it starts to diminish pretty quickly, correct?
Yeah, that's right. It's, you know, after the first week, you know, you're really talking about very limited quantities,
right,
which is why four weekly injections are normally used with the DAC to make sure that drug levels remain stable and you get the most from it. But to be honest, the problem with DAC with a man is actually it works like a woman's pulse. You know, a woman's pulse is pretty much lots of little ones, like through the day, whereas a man has 3 major pulses. And so it doesn't really coincide with the best effect for a man, if you get me.
Yes, because it actually is, it's not natural to us to
exactly,
have this
not natural.
But isn't it true that CJC1295 has a greater effect on the raising the trough than necessarily the pulse of the growth hormone? It will reestablish the pulsatile nature of the pituitary in aging men and women, but its real value is that it increases the trough, correct?
That's right. The trough is increased by, well, 10-15 fold. You know, you've got far more circulatory GH. The troughs are more easy to find as well, especially when, you know, we're talking about synergy between growth hormone releasing hormones and the peptides. You can then use, if you are using CJC and you're a guy and it's the DAC version, by using the GHRPs, you can hit those troughs through the day, which are now much bigger. And then, of course, you know, you've got a far bigger effect with your GH pulse.
Right.
As long as somatostatin is inhibited, which, of course, is the growth hormone
inhibitor. Actually.
That's right,
right,
yeah.
Right.
As long as that's inhibited.
Right.
And there's ways of doing that to make sure that it stays as low as possible on cycle.
Well, and we'll talk about that in a second, but let's talk about CJC1295. It's recommended that at least 2 injections a week, correct? At least.
Yeah, at least 2.
Right.
I'd say 4 to 6 is better.
Okay, and if you're doing 2, 4, or 6, the total amount of injected CJC is supposed to be somewhere between 6 milligrams a week, correct?
Well, 2 milligrams is normally a good start dose for people. You can do either 400 or 500 microgram doses, or you can do 2 1-milligram doses, which give you pretty bad head rushes and pulsating foreheads because it constricts your blood vessels. It causes a bit of blood pressure rise. Then, of course, you have... I've gone off on one there.
That's okay. I had used CJC 1295 in 2008, and yeah. I was doing 2 milligram injections twice a week, every third day, actually, is what I was doing.
How are you finding with the head rushes?
Well, I didn't notice that as much. My blood pressure did go up slightly. There was no doubt about it.
So were you using the drug affinity complex or normal?
Yeah, no. This was the long acting 7 day half life, CJC 1295, and I was using GHRP throughout the day. I was doing one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and one in the evening.
So you were using a normal protocol.
Yeah.
But you didn't experience the head rushes like to any degree.
I did experience a weariness after my 2 milligram injection. I would categorize it as a weariness that I got, but it usually passed in about 15 or 20 minutes.
Because normally 2 milligrams would absolutely buckle somebody with the amount of head pressure rise you'd get with the constriction of the blood vessels as the growth hormones released.
Yeah, no, I didn't notice that, but I definitely had a sense of being weary. Immediately after, I used to have to sit down because I would get, what do I call it, syncope, where I would, if I stood, I would get lightheaded really fast.
That sounds more like GHRP too. Maybe you had dodgy gear.
No, I was using, that's right, I was using GHRP too. That's right.
Yeah, because I'm wondering if, it just seems strange, but yeah, the GHRP too will make you really weary.
Yeah, you're right. I was using GHRP2 because I was trying to avoid the cortisol increase. That's right.
Yeah.
I was. You're right. You're right on the money, actually.
But I don't understand why with the CJC you didn't get the head rushes. That's normally the most predominant thing that people notice with the CJC, with the DAC, is they're almost overpowering. I've actually had to lie down a few times with them.
Really?
Yeah, but maybe everybody reacts differently, as they always say. You can't say specifically this will always happen because everybody's different.
Right, right. Okay, so if you're going to use CJC 1295, it's advisable that you use GHRP so that you can maintain healthy pulses while elevating the trough, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And for those people, the trough is basically the baseline. It just elevates the baseline production of growth hormone throughout the day.
That's right, yeah. Okay. You've got a higher baseline production. You've got a larger area where when you're pulsing, it's a bigger pulse, and it's for over a longer period as well. So it's, say if you're using the GHRP then, to give you that extra pulse to coincide with your own, it's much easier to hit if you're using a GHRH analog as well, like CJC.
Okay. So, and so people should start out with 1 milligram per injection, you're saying, or 0.5 milligram 4 times a week.
Yeah, like 500 micrograms 4 times a week for the CJC.
Okay.
And with the GHRP6, if you're using 6, just be careful. I'd say try 200 micrograms, and this is for muscle building now, not for joint recovery or joint repair.
Right. And would you say that CJC 1295, the long-acting version of it, is counterproductive for a man to use because it's more like a woman's pulse?
I think it can be if it's used over a long period of time. It depends what your goals are, what you're trying to achieve. If you want the actual effects of growth hormone as regards like collagen synthesis, things like that, then the DAC is an excellent option because it's much cheaper than real GH.
Right.
But I wouldn't ever use the DAC version for longer than 12 weeks. Because of the constant stimulation of the pituitary, it can lead to desensitization.
Well, and that was my next question. We know that they use long-acting analogs on the pituitary to create androgen blockades in men that suffer from prostate cancer, which obviously is a bad move. Now, when you use these types of long-acting analogs like CJC 1295, do you run the risk of exhausting the pituitary's ability to produce growth hormone at all?
You won't totally annihilate the ability to produce growth hormone in the pituitary, but you will desensitize, which is why if you use it for longer than 12 weeks, I always recommend using a growth hormone releasing peptide to then kickstart your growth hormone into its normal pulse site fashion and to really sort of pick it back up to the level it was before. It's like, you know, when you use an anabolic steroid, if someone uses that, they shut down their own testosterone production. They need to kickstart it afterwards.
Right. Okay.
If you use growth hormone, you shut down your own growth hormone production. And if you use growth hormone releasing hormone, you desensitize your own growth hormone from being released to quite a large degree. So it's important to kickstart it afterwards.
Okay. All right. Now, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about another peptide called PTP-141, which is very interesting to me. And actually, the subject of a profound article done in Men's Health that made a lot of people go on the internet who never thought about buying peptides before in their lives and started buying peptides and injecting them. We're talking today with Professor Philip Filimonov, and we're talking to him from the UK. And for my listeners, if you go to opresource.net, you can save an additional 25% off the already low, low, ridiculously low, low prices by using the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25, capital S, super, capital H, human, 25, all one word, SUPERHUMAN25. Check that out, opresource.net. We'll be right back. And all you'd ever hear me say is how I picture me. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. OPResource.net. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Professor Philip Filimonov about peptides. This is an exciting one. This one has a lot of controversy around it. Men's Health magazine did an article about PT-145, also known as bremelanotide. It was a derivative of melanotan, actually. And it is the only true known aphrodisiac that works on, I want to say, the melanocortin system. So tell us, Professor Filimonov, does PT-141 really work? Does it increase sexual desire in men and women?
It really does work, yeah. Surprisingly effective. It's a little bit odd because, as you say, it activates the melanocortin receptors MC3R and MC4R, which are in the central nervous system. But it's strange because nearly everybody who uses it, they report how it affects them, their psychology as well. They become really aroused mentally, almost living out fantasies and that in their minds. It's very, very powerful erectile help as well for men, obviously, because of this desire that it gives men.
Now, this actually was part of the peptide melanotan, correct, originally?
That's right, yeah. Originally, it was, well, how it came about was a little bit strange because it was when a study was first done on melanotan 2, which was the second version of it, because the first one was giving people headaches and everything. They tried to come out with one that was even more effective. And so many of the users started to say, look, you know, it's working, but I'm so aroused all the time, you know, I can hardly work, you know. So they had a look at what was going on, and they managed to actually extract the active that was causing it, which is what pralinotide is, which is PT-141, PT-145. Amazingly, it's effective in men and women, the same.
No, but isn't it true that while it's both effective in men and women, women get the greatest benefit? The effects of a single injection can actually last a woman up to 3 days.
Well, because I'm not a woman, I'm not sure. No, I think, from what users say, and there's a lot of studies and there's a lot of people who have responded with articles on the internet, it seems that, yeah, with even a small injection of 0.3 milligrams, women can see benefits for up to 2 or 3 days, which is incredible, really.
Now let's talk about the doses for a second, because just like melanotan 2 can also have some side effects, which are nausea, correct? The PT-141 seems to also have the potential to make those same people who got nauseous from melanotan 2 nauseous also. However, there is a dose-dependent relationship between that and the side effects. So this is one of those things where the lowest effective dose is the ideal thing. So what types of real-world doses should people start out with PT-141 to see about its effects on their sexual desire?
I'd say 0.3 milligrams is a really good starting dose. That's light.
So that's 300 micrograms, you're saying?
Yeah, 300 micrograms. They're going to see... from that, if they respond, they're going to see, well, even if you look at the studies, people are talking about erections on and off for 5 or 6 hours, even from that kind of dose. So that's a good starting dose. You're not likely to see any kind of nausea or pains, headaches from that kind of a dose. So after there's not going to be any overstimulation of the melanocortin receptors.
Okay. All right, so 300 microgram dose, and usually it takes a couple hours for it to kick in. Is that correct?
Well, again, with that kind of dose, yeah, it's going to take longer to kick in. But with a bigger dose, people can see effects within even 50 minutes.
Okay, so then if you are able to take a 300 microgram dose and notice effects in a few hours and don't feel any nausea or flushing, apparently in the higher doses there's some flushing, skin flushing, kind of like an effect from niacin. If you don't notice any negative sides, but you do notice the positive benefits, but they take a while, how high would you start taking it? What, in what increments would you start taking it up to find what your upper threshold is?
About 200 micrograms ago, I'd say.
Okay, so go from three to five, and then from five to seven, and then from seven all the way up to maybe 1 milligram.
Yeah, just see what you feel comfortable with, and if you see, you know, you're feeling any kind of nausea, that's probably your threshold. But some people can take up to 2. I've even seen 4 milligram doses given. So it depends the kind of person you are. I think as well that over time you do become slightly desensitized to it.
So the more you use it, perhaps those side effects just go away.
Yeah, I think this is one of those things, it's good for a weekend. You know, if you're with a wife or something, I don't think you should use it regularly or through the week, because I think that you're going to become desensitized quite quickly.
Okay. And with that being said, you shouldn't use it all the time during the week either, because being overly sexually stimulated is very distracting.
Not very good if you're working, and not nice for other people either.
Yeah, and then obviously you don't want your wife or your female partner to be overly stimulated while you're at work.
No.
Because the UPS guy may be delivering a package, and we're not talking about the box.
It could be dangerous.
Not talking about the box package. He may be delivering his package. So we have to be careful with that.
Right.
Okay, so, all right, so start out with 300 micrograms. And now I've heard that, unlike many of the peptides, which have, once they become reconstituted, become very fragile and have a shelf life. And that's why it's best to use sodium chloride solution, in my humble opinion, because it has the same pH and environment as saline, which is very, very similar to what's in the body. What I've heard that PT-141 actually can stay for months intact in the refrigerator once it's reconstituted.
Yeah, whether it's lipophilized or even, as you say, reconstituted, it does seem to last much, much longer than just about any other peptide. There's talk about possibly even years. So, yeah, it's good. As you say, that the sodium chloride was a good idea, the saline solution.
Yeah.
That's probably the best way to reconstitute it, yeah.
Yeah, injectable sodium chloride solution, which is already bacteriostatic, as opposed to just bacteriostatic water, definitely keeps peptides intact longer. There's been research done that peptides like GHRP and even growth hormone, when reconstituted in traditional bacteriostatic water, start to degrade within 48 to 72 hours. But in sodium chloride solution, they will remain intact for up to 2 weeks because, it's saline, basically, you're talking about. It's the normal environment of the body. So that's good. So I guess the takeaway from this is it's something you should start out with in a low dose, like 300 micrograms. Experiment with it. Find out what works for you. And just go with it. And investigated and scientifically worked with to see if it also is a suitable something suitable to use for erectile dysfunction. There are actually men who don't respond to sildenafil, which is Cialis, when taking Cialis in conjunction with a very, very low dose of PT-141, the Cialis works.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I think the other thing as well that I really like about bromelanotide is the people who've got maybe a bad heart, vascular system's poor, maybe as they've got older, it doesn't act upon the vascular system at all.
Right.
Which is totally different from Viagra and other aphrodisiacs.
Right. It works on the brain. It works on the central nervous system. It makes you feel like having sex as opposed to stimulating the production of nitric oxide at the nerve ending, which has which also affects the blood vessels in the body, not just in the penis.
Yeah, so I think, as you say, I think it could be a much healthier option for especially for the aging community, and a far more effective one.
Yeah, and so PT-1. Now you said PT-145. What's that?
Well, it's I don't know if you've heard of the nasal version.
Ah, yes. I read the research on the nasal version. But the problem with the nasal version, in my humble opinion, is because of the barrier to get it into the body, they have to take up to 50 milligram doses of it, and a lot more of the side effects occur along with the benefits.
Well, I think that now the carriers are slightly more effective. As you were saying, they think that nasally as little as 0.5 milligram can be used, whereas before, as you say, they were using much larger doses and people were seeing a lot of side effects.
Right.
But I think that it's going to be probably, it had been brought out onto the market, it got taken back off. This is a nasal version.
Right.
I think that it's going to come back again. It is available in a few places now, but I think that the changes, it's actually quite advanced now and it might be a better option for people other than injecting.
Do you happen to know how many amino acids are in the bromelanotide peptide?
I can go through them off the top of my head.
Take your time.
I think we're probably looking in the, it's probably about seven.
So it's a very small peptide.
Yeah, I think it's only seven. It's
wow.
Histidine,
I mean that could be delivered through the mouth through the buccal or under the tongue easily. So
Well, exactly. That's the beauty of something that's so small. With the, it's the Daltons, it's not heavy either.
Right.
It's light. It's not a heavy amino acid chain. As you say, it's got a lot of potential administrative uses. And
all of the men who stayed in the study with the nasal version, because a lot dropped out because of the side effects, but the men who stayed in the study said not only did they have a libido again, the ability to make love to their wives, but they felt youthful, which tells you that along with youth is libido, and vice versa. They have a hand in glove relationship. So when you restore someone's desire for love, you restore their desire to live. So it's a very interesting product, PT-141. I think people should look into it. I made a comment on a show not too long ago that when we did this show, that men would start injecting their wives while they were asleep with a small 30-gauge insulin syringe. Now, I hope no one does that. But if you do, I'd love to hear the stories about it. All right, look, we're going to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Melanotan, only because one of our listeners asked me to do a follow-up on Melanotan. We're talking today with Professor Philip Filimonov. If you're ever interested in learning more about these peptides, you can go to opresource.net. And if you use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25, that's all one word, SUPERHUMAN25, and I believe they have the S and the H capped for super and human, you can save an additional 25% off their ridiculous prices. I mean, we're talking about ridiculously low prices on stuff like GHRP. Check it out. We'll be right back.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's OPResource.net. At OPResource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to OPResource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. OPResource.net.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Remember, opresource.net, 25% off their ridiculously already low, low prices when you use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25. You can find products there like PT-141. And the next subject at hand is Melanotan 1 and 2. Only because we have a listener who said, hey, as long as you're doing a peptide show, could you cover this again? This is something I'm interested in learning more about. For a while, this was actually called the Barbie doll drug because it gave you a tan. It made you horny. What's better than that, you know? It's like being on vacation in a bottle. That's all. But anyway, okay. Melanotan 1 and 2 were actually discovered at Arizona State University in the hopes of finding something that could kind of, for lack of better terms, bulletproof the skin against skin cancer for people who are going to go out in the sun. And lo and behold, it worked. It definitely gave you a tan. What is the difference between Melanotan 1 and 2, Professor Filimonov?
Well, it's a good question. Basically, both the melatonins, they're pretty much similar, but it's more advanced, Melana 2. It's got a slight change in the amino acid sequence, and that's what basically gives it this more outstanding benefits, particularly for, as you say, the libido that we just spoke of. It's also safer to use as well. It doesn't seem to have so many toxic effects as melatonin 1. I always find it hard to say that
word. I know, because melatonin and melanotan, right? I know, they're very close.
Yeah.
But anyway, so melanotan 2 seems to be the one to go to then, correct?
Yeah, it's like, you know, you look at, say, a car from 10 years ago and a car today. There's advancements have been made, even though they've got two wheels, they drive pretty much the same. The engine will perform better. Well, melanotan 2, it performs better because you have, what it actually does is regards to stimulating, well, it's a super potent melanotropic activity it's got, whereas melatonin 1 doesn't have that. So what that means is it totally stimulates the natural hormone, which is alpha melanocyte stimulating hormone. And it causes the melanogenesis, which we see, you know, when people become darker. That's the normal process that people go through when they go in the sun. As you say, they hoped with this that it would be like bulletproof the skin. If you go dark naturally, your body's own safety mechanism for protection is already in play. It's much more potent than the first version of it.
Okay.
It's just much, much
More effective.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's talk about this for a second. So the actual changes in the skin from using a product like Melanotan 2 are very much the same as if you sat in the sun, right? It's the stimulation of the melanocyte is the same.
Pretty much, yeah. There's you wouldn't see much difference.
Why does the face get dark faster? Someone once told me that it's because whatever areas of your body are regularly stimulated by the sun, those melanocytes have the ability to convert very quickly. And since this is happening from the inside out, so to speak, that the face is always exposed to the sun 24/7, well, you know, whenever you're outdoors, where the rest of your body is covered up, so the face gets dark fastest. Is that the truth?
Yeah, because your body's an amazing machine, as we all know. So you've got your melanocytes, which is the stimulating hormone in the body. It produces the skin's pigment, which is melanin. And wherever your skin is more exposed in the sun, melanin is produced because it's through melanin that you're actually protected from the sun.
Right.
And as you say then, so people who have their hands exposed a lot, or their faces, the back of the neck especially, they go very, very dark in the sun because that's your body protecting you from the sun.
So those people will see the changes. Like, I see the changes in my upper chest and my face immediately because those are the areas that have gotten a lot more sun than the rest of my body. When I inject melanotan at even a low dose, and we're going to talk about doses, I see the change in my face immediately. But then, over time, the rest of my body catches up.
That's right. That's how it works. Wherever the most melanin is concentrated, that's the part that's going to go darker first. It's wherever if you have someone who's never gone out in the sun and you started taking it, you get far more even tan than somebody who worked outside all the time.
Okay. Now, let's talk about this for a second. And hold on. I want to take this down a specific path. Does it matter if you are fair-skinned or dark-skinned as far as whether or not Melanotan 2 will work for you?
If you're dark-skinned, or someone who goes darker in the sun,
right,
it's going to work far better than somebody who's really, really fair. But red-headed people will even go brown if they use melanin too.
It also has an effect on freckling, correct? If you have freckles that maybe they're not visible right now, but you're the type of person who goes in the sun and freckles, you will freckle from melanotan too as well.
That's right, because what are freckles made up of? It's melanin, isn't it?
Yeah, they're clusters. So clusters of melanin, actually. Exactly.
So they get darker first. That's how it works. That's the nature of its action.
Is there any evidence that the body produces any vitamin D as a result of the melanocyte stimulation?
Well, there's been theory on it, but I haven't seen one study that can actually prove it. It's not the same. See, the reaction your body gets from the sun is different from injecting yourself with a cyclic heptapeptide analog. It's not the same, is it? Your body doesn't get the same reaction. Producing melanin or stimulating the body's hormones, it's not absorbing vitamin D from the sun's rays.
Right. Okay. All right, now let's talk about real-world doses. With melanotan 2, what should someone start out with in their initial injection?
Well, the doses that I always found were good for me and for others who've used were about 500 milligrams.
500 micrograms, a half a milligram.
Yeah.
500 milligrams. Right. 500 milligrams, you'll look like the street, the tar in the street in the first shot.
500 micrograms, yeah.
So
yeah.
500 micrograms. Now, once again, just like PT-141, one of the side effects to melanotan 2 is that nausea.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
You want to start out really slow. And is it wise to do every other day injections or every day injections?
I think every other day to begin with. Just see how you respond, how you feel. Because it's got huge effects on other areas of the body as well, the physiology of the human body, like serum insulin levels, cholesterol levels, things like that. So I think it's important that you start with low doses and just see how you react.
Really? It affects cholesterol levels?
Yeah, it lowers cholesterol. Yeah, because when there's been a few studies done where people who've had high cholesterol, when they've taken melanotan, they've noticed that their serum cholesterol levels have dropped when compared to those who are taking a placebo. I would have thought, though, that they'd known that they weren't taking a placebo because they weren't going brown.
Right.
Anyway, so that was one side effect. Also, it prevented the reduction of carnitine and palmitoneferase in muscle type tissue. So it actually causes an anti-obesity effect as well, which is another pretty amazing aspect of what it does, yeah.
Now,
because it increases fat catabolism, basically.
Now, are these same effects seen from people who worship the sun?
Well, they say, don't they, the people who go in the sun a lot, they get high vitamin D levels, testosterone levels rise accordingly, and they say that you are leaner because your somatostatin levels are inhibited somewhat by being out in the sun.
Right.
But I think that these effects, they would actually add to the ones that you'd receive naturally. I don't think you'd see cholesterol lowering necessarily from being out in the sun.
No, I know. Okay, which leads me to the next question, but I want to ask some more about dosing. So I have 500 micrograms every other day. How long should someone use it? Should they just use it for the duration of the bottle and stop, or is this something that you should continue to use all year long, or once you're as dark as you want to be, stop using it? How should they use it?
Well, I think use it until you get to the color you want to be, the darkness, the shade that you're happy with, and then you can, as soon as you start seeing your color diminish, inject, say, 1 milligram, and just keep it like that over a period of time.
But you don't mean 1 milligram in a bolus dose. You mean the same protocol, a half a milligram every other day, but you just use 1 milligram.
Yeah, just use 1 milligram.
I want to make sure people know this. I experimented with a 1 milligram dose of melanotan 2. All of my moles became black. All of the moles, you know, I'm Italian. I have a lot of melanin in my skin, and I have lots of dark spots from, I was a sun worshiper when I was young. And so I have a lot of those dark spots that are normally like a brown, they became black. I mean, like, looked like somebody took magic markers and blacked them in. And the other thing is, my libido was aroused for an entire day. I couldn't leave the house, and I tried
to do things to make myself go down, but it wouldn't go away. So you don't want to take a 1 milligram shot in one dose if you can help it.
What I'd say is do it like this, is to inject 0.5 milligrams of MT2 each day until you see a nice tan, then reduce the dose. So you're injecting roughly 1 milligram every 5 days, not in one go, but say broken up into 0.25 micrograms, like 250 micrograms every 2 days. Do you get me?
Yeah, very good.
So 500 micrograms each day until you see the color you want. 250 micrograms then on every other day, and then 500 micrograms as maintenance every 5 days. And I think that's roughly the best way to use the dosing, so you don't get, as you say, the adverse reactions you just saw.
Here's a question for you that I've often pondered. If I lay in the sun, my body produces these chemical reactions in the skin that lead to the darkening of the melanin in my skin as a result of the direct incident light hitting my skin, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. But if I inject a peptide like MT2, there is melanin in my brain. There is melanin in my organs. Is my brain and my organs being affected now and they're getting darker? I just can't see it. But inside my body, are they responding to this as well?
Well, wherever there's melanin in the body, there's the potential for darkening. But remember that this only plays upon the areas that have pigmentation naturally.
Okay.
So, you know, when you're lying in the sun hits you, your body sends out a message to the alpha melanocyte stimulating hormone that then produces the pigment melanin.
Is that alpha melanin stimulating hormone in the skin, or is it something that even my blood levels would increase as a result of direct sunlight?
Right, alpha melanocyte stimulating hormone is released from a few of the, well, as far as I know, it's released from the adrenal glands.
So that means that direct sunlight would also increase my circulating levels of this just the way the injection would. So that answers my question.
It's totally natural.
Yeah.
And then wherever is pigmented, they're the areas that will be affected by the melanotin 2.
Right, okay.
The same
you
as
got,
the
now you got with, now you got me stumbling with it. We'll just call it. Let's just call it MT2, and we'll save.
MT2. That sounds good to me. That's easy.
Okay. All right. So we've covered the four peptides that we promised to cover. I think we covered dosing, real world dosing. We talked about what to reconstitute it with. I think we've done everything we promised to do on this show. I do want to have you back.
That'd be brilliant. I'd love to come back.
I want to have you back soon. I want to talk about IGF-1 long R3 and mechanogrowth factors as well.
Oh, super. They're my favorite.
I have lots of questions about those. I've had lots of experience using them. I like them, and I think people need to know more about that. So I will email you tomorrow,
brilliant.
And we'll book a show for next week, and we'll have you back on to talk about IGF-1, okay?
That sounds great. Thanks so much, Cal, for having me on the show.
Thank you, Professor Filimonov. And then also, let's go ahead and thank Mike Mahler for being on the first half of the show discussing brain health. And we will have another great episode for you tomorrow, so tune in then.